The First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution bans restricting free exercise of religion, freedom of speech, and peacefully assembling or petitioning.
Many U.S. college students have read about the First Amendment, but have never experienced life without it. Imagine not being allowed to choose what you eat for lunch, not being able to freely congregate with your friends, or being forced to limit your conversations to only approved topics.
Members of the Florida Tech student paper, The Crimson, want students to understand the significance of the First Amendment. That's where the on-campus event, Live Free or Eat Free, comes in. Participating students sign away their First Amendment for a free lunch, but what they get isn't always their choice.
I asked for a drink and got Doritos. I got a drink later after I complimented the country.
Free food sounded like a great idea to some students, but once they realized the repercussions of signing away their rights, they began to have second thoughts.
Because I was sitting with a group at a table, and apparently that is the right of assembly, and I don't have that right here. So I was put in jail because of that, and I'm not happy.
Frustrated students began a scheme of ways to rebel. Ideas range from jail protesting with signs to forging a letter from the almighty ruler, Dr. Ted Peterson.
I, Ted Peterson, hereby step down as dictator of the Kingdom of the Socialist States of the People's Republic of Florida Tech, and grant freedom and pizza to all. Signed, Ted Peterson.
When you say freedom of speech, you don't realize that also incorporates choice.
Yeah, freedom of speech, freedom of choice. It's not just choice of what to say, but what you do, how you dress, what you eat. Mm-hmm. Which direction you comb your hair? Oh my goodness, they're fascists.
The student body now has a better understanding of the First Amendment thanks to the Florida Tech Crimson. Photos and a complimentary blog about the event can be found at WFIT.org.